Here are three nations where the women are 10 out of 10, but their personalities are 0 out of 10. This is my opinion, my preference, so if you get offended easily, then swipe because you're a wet wipe. Number one was the easiest decision I ever had to make on this app. It was Russian women. Now, everybody knows how good looking the Russian women are. They are fair, they are beautiful. Sometimes they have blue eyes, stunning blue eyes. That beautiful, fair Eastern European look. Some will say Ukraine, some will say Russia. To me, it doesn't really matter. They are very beautiful on both sides. And I have dated more than one Russian woman in my life, and my God, were they experiences. Now, let me give you a statistic that puts all of this into light, just to show you the reality of dating Russian women. Out of the Russian women that get married, 70% of them end up divorcing the man they're with. Sometimes this is Russian dudes, sometimes this is British dudes, sometimes it's just random dudes. The point is, they're not easy to get on with, and they're not the most compatible group of women. Obviously, this is stereotyping a little bit, and I 100% think there's a lot of Russian women out there that are completely fine. But the Russians that I have dated, like I said, more than one, have been quite similar in terms of personality, fairly dry and not much to offer. And whilst I understand the Russian way of dating, they want a man that can provide, and that is absolutely fair enough. But they also need to provide something in the relationship, and a lot of the time they don't. Once again, based off my experience. But at all times, it seems like a Russian woman wants to eat you alive. They have this psychopathic look, and I do not understand why they have such a downer on the world. They just seem to be pessimistic, a little bit materialistic, and the relationships that I see Russian women in seem to be a little bit transactional. There can definitely be a lack of passion with Russian women, and they can be quite hard to deal with. Now, for the second country, this was also an extremely easy decision to make. It is the Swedish girls. I've met a few Swedish girls in my life, and I have to say, they're all the same. Okay, they're not all the same, but there seems to be a common denominator from women from areas like Stockholm. They are beautiful, they are blonde hair, blue eyes. Some people will say the Swedish are the most attractive nation on the planet. But talk to them, and that opinion might change. The problem is, some Swedish women will talk about absolutely anything, and they will just be boring. Swedish people are absolutely lovely people. They are so nice, but I'm telling you, some of the conversations can be so dull, so boring. They'll just talk about anything. And the thing is, guys in places like Stockholm that will travel from outside of Sweden to get there to date these women, but they don't realize this fact. However, obviously you're gonna get a load of guys that don't care and will endure the boring conversation to get what they want. But this doesn't apply to all Scandinavian countries. I'm singling out Sweden here, and I've noticed this specifically with girls from the major cities. Beautiful people, but sometimes the conversation's too dull for me. My opinion, once again. And the third and final place on this list is women from Belgium. Yep, that might surprise you. Now, I didn't say France because France actually has a lot of variety and a lot of different interests. But Belgium, they have similar women, fair, beautiful, a mix of different European genetics, and very, very good looking people. However, a little bit boring. I've been to Belgium myself, I looked around, I thought the women were stunning, they care about their fashion, had a few conversations a few years ago, and then I kind of changed my mind. Not the hardest people in the world to talk to, just not a lot in common. That might be me personally, but I've also heard other people have this opinion. But to be honest, what is there actually going on in a place like Belgium other than like chocolate and beer? I know that's a stereotype, obviously, but I think when you have limited features in a country, that affects the conversations you can have and the ability to relate. But yeah, that's just my opinion. Don't get offended. You're not all like this. This is just me stereotyping, and this is my personal experience. Let me know who you would put in this list.